Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. That is kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. Aria, unfortunately, is not feeling well today, so I'll be sitting in for her on what was day number two. And it was really like the first real day. I mean, they had opening statements yesterday, but today was the first day of witnesses taking the stand in the Crypto 6 trial. Of which I am the last remaining defendant.
The Crypto One.
Yeah, that's right. The Crypto Uno. And there's not a really good name. Crypto One doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still just calling it Crypto Six. We were calling it like the Crypto Duo when it was me and Aria that were the only two left. But anyway, with you here tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
Of course, you can absolutely bring up anything you want to discuss. Coming up here tonight, there's a story, Nikki, you have about Canada possibly going to be jailing doctors for so-called misinformation. That's going to be on the way at some point here. Bonnie, you've got a story about the Department of Defense that is, well, apparently missing a lot of money.
And apparently it's never been not missing money.
That's true. Yeah, this is
not surprised.
Yeah, this is an ongoing scandal that just never stops, basically. And we had somebody call in last night about it was Ukraine, and they've gotten, you know, $90 billion taxpayer dollars so far
this
year. And of course, they can't account for it either.
Wow.
And you know, that's just generally true when it comes to foreign aid.
It's, well, we need the federal government to stop money laundering.
that's what they're trying to say in the Crypto 6 case. Of course, you were in court all day today watching the shenanigans going on. We can talk about all of that, of course. Again, the phones are open here at 603-283-6160. In fact, I did pull up the CoinDesk article that was published yesterday about this, which I'm really happy to finally see. A crypto news publication besides news.bitcoin.com, who has talked about the Crypto 6 case on a couple of occasions in the last 2 years, but for the most part,
well, and CoinFugazi.
True. I'm talking more about print media, if you will, like written
media. No, he interviewed me like a print media CoinFugazi article when you were in jail.
I was not aware about that. I knew he did a podcast recently and he had me on, and so that's a recent thing as well. CoinDesk actually has a reporter attending the trial. So there's
somebody
in there. Yeah, reporting on the trial. So thank you to CoinDesk for the coverage there. Of course, other media apparently has covered it as well, including the New Hampshire Union Leader, the Keene Sentinel, which has locked their article behind a paywall. And I heard a rumor that there's an AP piece that's been going around as well, but I haven't seen that one yet. But if you want to comment on anything that's on your mind, you can join us. Should we start with Crypto 6, Bonnie, and then get into the Department of Defense?
Sure.
All right. So let me just share the story from yesterday here. This is Cheyenne Ligon. She is from CoinDesk. Headline, early Bitcoin pioneer Ian Freeman goes to trial in New Hampshire. Freeman's facing 8 counts related to tax evasion and operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. Federal prosecutors say early Bitcoin pioneer and libertarian activist Ian Freeman and a group of his associates helped scammers and other criminals launder more than $10 million using Bitcoin through a network of Bitcoin vending machines and in-person and virtual cash for Bitcoin trades from 2016 until their arrests in 2021. Freeman is standing.
Did they even really technically allege that you helped them? Because, like, that implies that you were, like, knowledgeable of it and, like, went and wanted to do it, because
yes,
I don't even know if that's
what
they're alleging. Because
no, that's specifically what they're alleging during the trial. That's one of the money laundering
counts.
They're
alleging that you, like, looked the other way and didn't do things that could have uncovered scams.
Well, they're alleging in one of the money laundering counts, which is the conspiracy to money launder, they're saying that by being, quote-unquote, willfully blind is what they're saying, that means that I'm partnering, essentially, with criminals. And they're claiming willful blindness just simply means having a privacy policy. basically. That's what this
Yeah, the
all
main thing that Georgiana McDonald was saying during the opening
hammering statements
was saying Ian Freeman's golden rule, which I'm sure he's never called it that, was, I don't care what you do with your Bitcoin. Don't tell me what you do with your Bitcoin. And it's like, everybody, every libertarian that was in there watching just was looking at each other like, so privacy bad?
Well, yeah, statists hate privacy.
Sure, they want to know everything about everything that you do. And that's why the Federal Reserve is looking into a CBDC, which stands for Central Bank Digital Currency, which would give them total dominion over your money. They could delete your money right out of your wallet. They would know exactly how you're spending it, when you're spending it, how much you're spending it, you know, all of that stuff. And it would be, you know, basically a total control money system. That's what they're working on.
It's just so crazy because the Department of Defense can lose trillions of dollars, but super worried about what we're doing.
If you make $600, it's getting reported now, according to the new IRS rules. So Freeman's standing trial in New Hampshire this week to face, and not just this week, it's going to be...
I think it might go into Christmas.
If this ends before Christmas, I will be pleased and surprised. It is slow going so far. Maybe they put the slowest witness on first, but the one witness today took, what was it, 6 hours?
What?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine what takes so long. Like, what are they...
6 hours of the most boring part of the day. Like, I seriously thought it was, like, going to melt into the pew.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to sit on pews.
And it seriously hurts my butt and my legs, and Joe's leg fell asleep today.
Yeah.
Should bring in a cushion.
I am thinking about that because there was a lady that's
in lumbar support. I would think they'd have to let
you. An older lady that was supporting during the hearings bring in her cushion.
Freeman and his group of associates, who've been collectively dubbed the Crypto Six, were arrested in a raid in March of 2021. Four of them, including Freeman's fellow radio host Aria DeMezzo, his former girlfriend Renee Spinella, and her husband Andrew, and Nobody, formerly Richard Paul, have taken plea deals. Though DeMezzo is not set to be sentenced until later this month, that's actually going to happen in January now, the other three defendants escaped with relatively lenient sentences. Yeah, I guess
escaped
if you consider
as a felony.
Yeah,
lenient, okay.
I mean, they didn't
that's
go
crazy.
To prison, so it's, you know, not the worst sentence in the world, but it is still, they are saddled as federal felons for the rest of their lives.
It's just crazy because a felony for someone who didn't do anything wrong.
That's correct.
Didn't have any victim, and the prosecution never even alleged they did.
The prosecution alleges that the victims were the banks.
But there was no loss.
But there was no...
makes them not a victim.
Right. No restitution was owed because the banks lost zero.
Yeah.
The banks gained from the transactions with the Crypto Six. Freeman, the host of Free Talk Live radio show and a one-time member of the Libertarian Migration Movement, the Free State Project, has maintained his innocence and has described the charges against him as politically motivated and the trial as a sham. Freeman's trial...
I don't think you're a one-time member of the Freedom Migration.
I did resign from the Free State Project.
Yeah. But you're still part of the Freedom Migration.
That's true. It comes approximately a year and a half after his residence was raided in the middle of the night by the FBI. In March of 2021, gun-wielding agents surrounded the Keene, New Hampshire home, crashing through a first-floor window with an armored car. Well, not quite. They smashed the windows out and then flew in a drone. The armored car couldn't quite make it to that positioning. But they did bust in the next door, your door, Nikki. You didn't live there at the time, but they did bust in that door with... a Bearcat, which had a battering ram attached to it. So
yeah, the true criminals in this situation, the only people that actually caused harm to anyone at all,
exactly,
was the feds.
And they seized a bunch of stuff, as I point out here, $180,000 in cash, coins and bars made of precious metals, and two physical cassatious bitcoins worth a combined 101 bitcoins. Agents also seized several bitcoin kiosks owned by Freeman from restaurants and other local businesses. During their opening statements Tuesday, prosecutors told the New Hampshire jury Freeman was the ringleader of the illegal crypto-selling business. They said Freeman began by installing several Bitcoin kiosks, which have been described as distinct from Bitcoin ATMs due to their local wallets, throughout the state of New Hampshire, and then eventually branched out into advertising for in-person and virtual cash for Bitcoin trades on websites like localbitcoins.com. Freeman didn't ask a lot of questions, said the prosecutors, of his customers, but the charged his customers a premium usually between 10 and 15% for their privacy. Assistant U.S. Attorney Georgiana McDonald described Freeman's golden rule of telling his customers what you do with your business or your Bitcoins is your business and not to give him more information.
She kept saying that anything you heard was a red flag.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. All you have to do is dial in. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say say thank you to Robbie, who's the Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Robbie has joined at the silver level, which is all we ask. We only ask $5 a month. That's what he's doing there. So thank you, Robbie, for that. You get some perks. You get some bennies for signing up there. And one of those perks is access to the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show. I can't hold it together with that dog looking so silly. If you haven't seen Coconut, he is on our cams. You can check him out at cams.freetalklive.com. Anyway, so check out amps.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. And you get the podcast as one of the perks, which has the full radio show without the commercials, the radio commercials. So that's one of the perks. You can get all of them over at amps.freetalklive.com. So we're sharing some news about, well, ourselves, basically, the Crypto Six, which included some of the hosts of this show, including me.
Yeah, include me and Nikki in that.
Well, you guys are, I mean, at the very least, Bonnie, you're kind of in the news. You're on video on WMUR from their report the other day. And
really?
You've been in the courtroom for the last couple of days, so you're definitely participating in this whole trial process. Our very own TJ was interviewed by WMUR. And
he wasn't TJ.
Their report.
He was Mr. Bitcoin.
No, he wasn't in the outfit, unfortunately.
But there is a picture.
That would have been funny, though.
Yeah. There's a picture of him in the outfit on something.
It's in this article we're reading here tonight, is the CoinDesk article. Yeah, they got a nice picture of Mr. Bitcoin sitting right out, or standing right out in front of the Concord Federal Court Church there in New Hampshire. And the only thing that would have made it better is if there was like a group photo with a bunch of people and Mr. Bitcoin.
That could probably be done soon.
Yeah, I don't think we've had the group photo yet, so I hope that that happens. Because apparently there were, I looked behind myself at one point while I was in court today, and I did notice that it seemed like every one of the Crypto Six supporters today had Crypto Six t-shirts on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was pretty cool.
There was 8 people at one time in the courtroom today, so like the jury is straight up looking directly at us like, what does that mean? You know, like, it's like holding a sign, but they can't say anything.
They did.
I thought
they
that
could.
They would.
Well, I think they could.
I don't know if they can, but they didn't. Yeah. So I thought it was nice. It's not like we're going to do it every day. Like, can't just wear the same shirt every day, but it was pretty cool. And Rob from Vermont, a frequent caller, he came and he wore just like a regular Bitcoin shirt the first day, which was nice.
So, again, you can join the show here. Let's go to the phones. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, Ian. They did it to me again. I think this is the third go around I've had with COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm going to use this opportunity to poke fun at China, as I believe they're the dirty dogs in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the 4 Tibetan monks? Sounds like the opening line to a joke.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. They shut down the Buddhist temple because all the monks failed a drug test and tested positive for meth.
I heard about this.
Where?
Yeah, I heard about it from Captain. I know. I think actually Captain and Nikki and Richie did a show where they're
we were. I think Aria brought it in last Wednesday, but I don't think we actually got to talk about it.
But where did this happen?
Tibet.
In Tibet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they shut down the church.
And it's like a big deal to their community. The community is like, we're upset because we have this Christmas tradition where we bring the monks dinner for Christmas or something. It's not Christmas. I don't know what it is.
Crazy because monks are supposed to be, you know, super spiritual, meditating, you know.
Not doing math.
Dry.
Not
doing
math,
exactly.
When you think about spiritual experience.
Who administered the test? Who administered the test? China wants to control every damn thing.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. Like, how did they, was it the police that shut it down, or was it the monk organization?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they have, like, a head monk, and he was, like, suspicious, and he was like, you guys are getting tested for meth. You haven't been eating.
Do you know, Major Payne, how this transpired?
I do not. I just heard a quick news blip on the radio, and I thought it was worth it. And so.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight.
Hope
I appreciate
you get better.
It. Yeah, indeed. Get well soon. The number is 603-283-6160. So back to the story at Coindesk.com. This was written yesterday, so it's not – the same woman was in the court today, so I presume there's going to be a follow-up piece. But they're going through some of the allegations at the opening statements. And U.S. Attorney Georgiana McDonald described Freeman's so-called golden rule of telling his customers that, quote, what you do with your Bitcoin is your business, unquote, and not to give him more information. McDonald said Freeman's bank accounts were often shut down, which is why he enlisted the help of his friends and colleagues, whom he asked to help him by opening bank accounts, sometimes in their own names, but also by forming religious entities. Prosecutors say that DiMezzo, who describes herself as a transsexual Satanist anarchist while running as a Republican candidate for Cheshire County Sheriff in 2020, opened an account for the Reformed Satanic Church, and nobody opened another for the so-called Church of the Invisible Hand. McDonald described the churches, of which a multitude are involved in Freeman's operation, including the Shire Free Church, the entity that owns Free Talk Radio. They got that wrong. It's Free Talk Live. As little more than letterhead for Freeman's operation. Customers of Freeman's virtual cash for Bitcoin business, whom prosecutors say included scammers preying on the elderly with romance scams or Nigerian prince scams, were allegedly directed to send money to one of the bank accounts associated with the Crypto 6 using descriptions like purchase of rare coins or to avoid flagging the attention of the banks. When Freeman's lawyer Mark Sisti addressed the jury during his opening statements on Tuesday, he told them that what they'd heard from McDonald was, quote, absolute nonsense, unquote.
Yep, sounds about right.
And accused the government of intentionally leaving out details that didn't benefit their case against Freeman, which is, of course, what they do, right?
Yep.
Like, they are trying to paint me to be some sort of dastardly fellow, and they can't do it like they used to, like in front of the court when I was trying to get out of jail back in May of last year. They were saying I was a sophisticated cyber criminal. Sophisticated cyber criminal.
A kingpin.
I'm not going to forget because I'm getting a t-shirt with it.
A danger to the community. They said they could not possibly let me out of jail because I would take advantage of someone in the community, apparently. And now, you know, almost what? Not quite 2 years later, but, you know, 18 months later or so. Now they're not saying those things publicly in front of the court.
I feel like they have to tone it down. Because, like, imagine you
they dropped 17 charges last week, so that's why they've toned it down.
Definitely. But also just, like, imagine you've been called into jury duty. You got to sit here for 2 weeks of your life. These people are wasting your time. And they're just pulling that kind of crap out of their ASS, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already doing stuff that's really similar, but it's like, in that case, they were just, you know, all they had to convince was a judge.
Correct. And now, when our side asked for them to remove the spyware that they had installed on my laptop and phone last week, the prosecution had no objection. So I've gone from being an absolute danger to the community who could not possibly be released from jail without the most restrictive bail conditions to, oh, yeah, it's fine. We don't need to really watch him.
Yeah, like specifically internet restrictions. Like, if he gets loose on the internet, you don't understand. It's really bad.
I think a big reason why they probably didn't want you released from jail is because during trial, it looks a lot worse if you're there from jail versus if you were already released.
Absolutely.
You've been home for months. You know, you're dressed in nice clothes.
Yeah, well, they'll still let you dress for the trial, but you enter through the door with the jail guards.
Everyone knows what that means.
Yeah. So there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. We got more from the CoinDesk coverage of the Crypto 6 trial. And if you want to share your thoughts. Also, on the way, the Department of Defense has, well, never been good at keeping track of taxpayer dollars that they've received. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Remembrances are being held across the country to commemorate the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, Michelle Chabon is a daughter of a Pearl Harbor survivor who's since passed away. She says it's up to new generations to remember and share the lessons of that day.
Several years ago, when I asked my father what message he would like to relay to the world, It was take care of our country's veterans and the families of deceased veterans, and of course of soldiers who are serving today.
There are still few details after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation. They also added that there is no threat to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We want to say thanks to Bullion Max for giving our listeners a pretty awesome deal. You get their silver starter kit at employee pricing, and you get a free gold back. What is the silver starter kit? Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are, I think, making the right choice with the insanity of inflation out there. What do you do about it? Well, you can take the dollars that you have and turn them into something else, like gold and silver. These are some of the most stable assets in recorded history. And people, savvy investors for a long time, have been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver. And bullionmax.com/FTL can get you their silver starter kit, which is 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. And again, they're throwing in a free gold back. So we've talked a lot about the gold back here. We're big fans of it. And this gives you the excuse to not only get some really cool silver, but also experience how awesome the gold back is.
Get to see it in person.
Yep, absolutely. And feel it. It's a really awesome product. Bullionmax.com/FTL. That is where you can go and invest in some precious metals, though this is a limited time offer. That's bullionmax.com/FTL, only one per household. This might make for a nice holiday gift, too.
Me and Ian both won silverbacks.
Yeah.
You won, too?
And Ari, did you win?
No.
Did you check your email?
You should check your spam.
Oh, I should.
Check your spam folder, because like all the winner emails went out yesterday.
Really?
Aria got one. I won.
I want one so
Bonnie
bad.
Won. Did you enter the contest?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then check it out.
We're wondering if like everyone
they gave
won.
Away
They're
10,
so cool.
000. They gave away 10,000 of them. So, I mean, the odds you won are fairly
I only put
high.
In one entry.
Right, because you could put in multiple entries
to increase your chance.
So she won with one entry, so that's pretty good.
Oh, I need to check that out.
Yeah, definitely check the spam folder on that if you entered the Bullion Max giveaway. But go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit. All right, so we've been talking about this news from CoinDesk. And again, thanks to them for coming out and reporting on the Crypto 6 trial. I think they're the only, currently at least, the only crypto media that's been reporting on it. News.bitcoin.com did cover the story in advance, and maybe they're going to do another piece. I hope so. But meanwhile, they're doing a pretty detailed job here at CoinDesk, and I figured it'd be a good way to kind of recap what happened yesterday. I mean, we did it kind of off the top of our heads last night, but you know, it's nice to take it from somebody that was sitting there making notes, even though they, as usual, you know, news media doesn't always get everything quite right. But we're here to correct the record. When that happens.
And see, it's just, like, kind of what worries me is, like, I know everything about this case, so, and, like, Chris Wade, like, knows lots of stuff about this case, so it's, like, it's everything Sissy's saying so obvious to us, like, yeah, right, great, he's doing great, but it's, like, does the jury see that, or is the jury, like, huh, what do these words mean? That's what worries me.
Well, there is going to be a learning curve for sure on this issue, and so the jury is going to have to learn about cryptocurrency, which, you know, none of them are experts on this matter. So Sisti, Mark Sisti, is a very successful defense attorney here in New Hampshire. He's my attorney. And as he said the prosecution's opening statement was, quote, absolute nonsense. And he said further, just because it's the federal government and just because it's an assistant U.S. attorney saying it doesn't make it true. He told the jury, saying further, quote, just because it's an FBI investigation doesn't make it credible. Sisti described Freeman as a gentle, nonviolent man who helped victims of scams rather than perpetrating them, and had even helped with crypto-related investigations. The churches implicated in his operations are real institutions, Sisti argued, which had done things like set up an orphanage in Uganda and helped local businesses in New Hampshire set up Bitcoin payment systems. Freeman said Sisti operated his business in the open and kept records of his transactions, including pictures of his customers' driver's licenses on his computer. Quote, why would you hold on to licenses and pictures if you're scamming? You ditch that junk as quick as you could, he told the jury. It makes no sense. Sisti said Freeman often declined to do business with suspicious customers, including an undercover agent who claimed to be a heroin dealer, and they're going to be calling him probably this week. Sisti said the agent put $20,000 in one of Freeman's Bitcoin kiosks even after Freeman told him he wouldn't do business with him in person as he'd requested. McDonald told you, this is Sisti again, that he said no before this clown went to a vending machine. Without Freeman's permission, by the way, and dumped $20,000. What's he supposed to do? Put an armed guard in front of his vending machine?
Nice.
Sisti also pushed back against McDonald's assertions that Freeman ignored red flags in his customers and looked the other way when dealing with scammers. He referenced the case of one potential witness, a 76-year-old woman who, over 6 days, transferred her entire life savings to a romance scammer who then allegedly traded the cash for bitcoins via Freeman, who charged a 10% fee. What bank did the little old lady use, Sisti wondered aloud to the jury, that was, quote, so highly regulated, unquote, yet misread the classic red flags of her pulling out enormous sums of money in less than a week. Show me that bank president, he said, because that guy should be sitting next to me, is what he said to them.
Nice.
Further, CoinDesk reports that in addition to the unlicensed money transmitting business charges and two counts of money laundering, one that applies to his entire operation and one for allegedly selling Bitcoin to the undercover agent posing as a drug dealer, which I didn't do. Freeman also faces four counts of tax evasion. McDonald said in her opening statement, Ian Freeman just doesn't like to pay taxes, unquote. Freeman would probably agree with her statement, though he's only being charged for attempting to evade taxes from 2016 to 2019. Freeman told New York Magazine last year he hasn't paid federal income tax since 2004. He's not alone. Libertarians as a general
rule. It's different when you don't owe federal income tax either, but nobody's mentioning that.
Because I'm a minister, you mean?
Yeah.
Libertarians as a general rule oppose federal taxes, and the phrase taxation is theft has become something of a political meme for many. One trial attendee who introduced himself pseudonymously as Bear, you know, like the right to bear arms, he explained. And yes, he does call himself Bear Arms.
Yep, I don't know his government name.
Right,
all I know is Bear Arms.
Told CoinDesk outside the courthouse that in Concord that he doesn't pay federal income taxes and, based on the wording of the U.S. Constitution, doesn't believe anyone besides government employees are subject to taxes. The question of how to get around taxes is a common one in libertarian circles, and Bitcoin, at least in its salad days before the development of sophisticated blockchain analytics and high-profile arrests of crypto criminals, was touted as a potential solution.
Sophisticated?
Many,
I think Sissy tore that apart, too.
Many figures in crypto, from Shapeshift founder Eric Voorhees to Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin, were inspired by the libertarian use case for crypto. But times are changing. As the industry has matured and grown, it has attracted the attention of both mainstream investors and regulators and has subsequently undergone a makeover.
So I guess things just become, like, violent when they mature. That's so stupid.
That's the suggestion, right? Yeah. New crypto, quote-unquote new crypto, is at least in appearance regulated and polished, and many leaders in the industry, like Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong, work hand in glove with the U.S. government. And, of course, that is, as we would say in the libertarian movement, the crypto movement, is the problem. That is the problem with cryptocurrency, is so many of these people are more than happy to bend over. I wouldn't call it hand in glove. I'd call it bending over for the glove. In this case, because they love to be regulated by these government goons, and they love it because they think that if they obey, that it's going to get them more money. And they
selling out.
Yeah, yeah. And they might be right. Right? Like, it's that they're expecting that if they allow the
regulations...
They're
going to get protections. So they're going to be like, we are the ones that worked with you, so we get the protection.
Which obviously can never be guaranteed when you're working with the government.
Well, no, I mean, look what happened with Ripple, for instance. They tried to pander to the banking industry and do everything they could to be compliant, and the SEC sued them anyway.
Yep. There's nothing, and this is the thing I don't get, why people don't understand. You can't, the state always wins when you play their game.
For sure. They made the rules.
Yeah. So.
And they don't play by the rules.
Exactly.
They don't play by their own rules, that's for sure.
They make them, and then they... break them.
Exactly. So they say here, Bitcoin as currency is increasingly uncommon, as is intentionally picking fights with regulators, making Freeman and those like him feel like relics of Bitcoin's crypto-anarchist past. Though they have been largely sidelined by the current iteration of the industry, crypto-libertarians like Freeman are still active, especially in libertarian strongholds, such as Keene, New Hampshire, where Free Talk Radio, it's Free Talk Live, is headquartered. Many come out to Concord to show support for Freeman. And by the way, thank you to everyone who has come out. We've seen different faces each day so far. Because, you know, you can't take 2 weeks off of work to come watch a criminal trial. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're sharing some of the coverage of the Crypto 6 trial from CoinDesk, who has actually been sending a reporter there. She was there again today, so I presume they're going to do another update. So, again, thanks to them. Thanks also to Bitcoin.com for covering the case over at news.bitcoin.com. If you want to comment, you're welcome to. And you can, of course, also bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we're going to get into the Department of Defense. Once again, continuing to mishandle taxpayer funds in a major way. Bonnie's got that story on the way. Plus, in Canada, according to Nikki, in the story she'll share, they may be jailing doctors soon for so-called misinformation, which used to just be known as a doctor's opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First, we have Rob in Vermont. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, I just wanted to say I had a great time yesterday.
Thanks for coming out,
you know,
man.
Yeah, absolutely, and got out there with Chris about, I don't know, probably 7:45, and stood out there with the signs high up in the air like the Statue of Liberty, you know, Free the Crypto 6.
It was nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, and got to meet a lot of the media that was there.
Mm-hmm.
MSN from Boston was there, the union leader. Channel 9 News was there. And there were some other bloggers that were there. I got to meet, you know, Mark Sisti. And, you know, got to go in and attend, you know, when they were picking the jury and how the defense went through asking the questions for the jury and the prosecution. And just really interesting. You know, I don't want to say a lot because I don't want to jinx anything, but, and then, you know, Mark has got this, he's a very...
Mark Sisti or Mark Edge?
Mark Sisti.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to, capture, you know, what's going on and answer the right, you know, ask the right questions and everything. He's going to be very, very effective. You know,
I think so.
And he didn't have like a paper he was reading off of for his opening statements, and Georgiana
did. Oh, she did?
Yeah, she
would. Has notes.
He would refer to once in a while, but he didn't. Like when he was giving
the open. Bring up notes?
He might have had them with him, mm-hmm. but he didn't seem to look at them. He was looking at the jury, walking right up to them, talking directly to them,
yeah.
just saying what he already knew.
His notes are pretty sparse. Like I sit there next to him, so I watch him taking notes, and it's like, you know, he's got whatever his system is. It works really well for him, and he doesn't have a whole lot of words on that page. It's just like. Words, there's just a few words here and there, and then he just goes off.
Well, I mean, I would think that would make a good attorney, right? Someone mm-hmm. who knows the case and doesn't right. need to read from a script. He's yeah. just in the moment.
And he's up against three attorneys who are, like, tag-teaming on
yeah.
this case. They don't even have, like, full... Like, one witness will be handled by one of the government's attorneys. And then when the next witness comes up, a different government attorney will get up to talk to that witness. So it's like... They're splitting up the work here
yeah.
on this case. And
well, I mean, if the government's paying, you know, yeah. if the taxpayers are paying yeah. for it, why not?
And then they have also three assistants behind them. They're not attorneys.
Oh,
they're just like button pressers
yeah.
or whatever. And I think one of them's FBI. But so they've got literally they have six people
That's
on
crazy.
Their side of this thing. Rob, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be coming up there, you know, two, maybe three different times. You know,
Thank
because
you.
I want to see how this is going to play out. I already know who's going to win just from looking at the, you know, the prosecution. I mean, when I saw him going down the hallway, it reminded me of seeing, you know, the guys from Welcome Back, Carter.
You felt like they were looking, what, dejected or something? Or like losers?
Well, no, it was just, you know, like, you have to, if you saw the program Welcome Back, Carter, you'd
yeah.
see how much of a goofball a lot of these guys are.
I haven't
you know,
seen it, but...
So, but I'll see you up there again, brother. You can bet on that.
Thank you, Rob. I definitely appreciate the support. Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you,
thanks
Rob.
Thanks for the call
thanks
tonight.
Thanks for wearing your Bitcoin shirt.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And thanks to everybody that has come out so far. And, you know, if you're in the New England area and you feel like watching one of the only trials to happen in federal court in this state in... 2 years? It may
really?
Have been, yeah, it might have been Chris Cantwell was the last trial up here. And I don't know for sure, right? Like, I haven't seen a list of them, but my
yeah.
attorney told me that there hasn't been another trial in, like, at least a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And it's been about two since Chris Cantwell went on trial. So, I don't know. It doesn't happen very often because most people just take the plea deal. So these guys that are...
And this is the state of New Hampshire you're talking about?
No, this is federal. State trials happen a little more often.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah, this
okay.
is the federal
I thought
federal court.
You meant the only federal trial in the state of New Hampshire.
Correct, because
okay,
there's only
okay,
one
that's
federal
what I, yeah.
court. So some
yeah.
most states that are bigger than New Hampshire have multiple federal courts.
Yeah.
So like in Florida, there's one in Miami, and there's one in Tampa. There's probably one in the north part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Tallahassee or something like that. But in New Hampshire, just that one court in Concord, and they literally have not had another actual trial for a year and a half. So... Anyway, there's not much more here from CoinDesk on their report from yesterday. They are talking about how there was this sort of old-school libertarian group of cryptocurrency users who values crypto for its actual usability to have value sent from one person to another to purchase things, for instance, at local businesses like we do here. Well, I'm not allowed to, but Bonnie and Chris and, you know, other people in this area have... purchased from local business owners using cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Bitcoin BTC. The people that value that use of cryptocurrency are definitely in the minority. They're absolutely right here at CoinDesk, and that is that the industry has shifted away from Bitcoin being used for payments and shifted into just number
Make
go
money.
Up.
Yeah.
yeah, number
investment.
Go up investments. And that's sad, but it's, you know, that's just the nature of things, right? Things
yeah.
people sell out, industries get big.
But it's really fine because it's so decentralized. Like, it's mostly Bitcoin that's like that. It's like, and not every single one is so bad like that. Like, Bitcoin is the one that, like, everybody who's a fan of it is like, number go up,
yeah,
huddle, and...
Yeah, there's a lot of the Bitcoin maximalists.
Yep.
Yeah, these are people who are essentially fanatics for just the one coin of Bitcoin. And you're pointing out, Bonnie, there are other options out there. There are other communities like the Dash people and the Bitcoin Cash people who really do focus on using crypto. But these are in the minority. These are not large by comparison. And so, you know, Keene and there's a few islands in the Caribbean, but there really aren't that many hot spots for actually being able to use cryptocurrency. And so they're comparing that to the new number go up crowd of crypto bros or whatever you want to call them that really aren't in it for the technology, or they're not in it for the privacy or the empowerment to the individual of being able to actually have your own control over your finances, which is one of the big advancements of cryptocurrency. They just want to see number go up. So they say many came out to Concord to show support for Freeman on the first day of his trial, which again was yesterday. Observers in Bitcoin t-shirts peppered the courtroom benches, and an overflow room had to be set up for attendees after lunch. One security officer told CoinDesk, "I've never seen the courtroom like that." Now, to be fair, yesterday there was a ton of people that came in that weren't our supporters. They were actually international judges who were on a tour. And somebody, somebody told them there's going to be a trial in New Hampshire, so they came up on a bus or whatever. And when I came back in from lunch yesterday, I was literally behind a line of 20 people, and there was probably already another 30 people that had gone through.
And you got to go through security, so it's really annoying to get in.
Yeah, and people were showing, like, you know, passports to get in into the building.
Oh, that's strange.
Lots of brown and black people. You don't see that in New Hampshire a lot, but there was the majority of these people, because people were coming from Africa and Asia to these judges from other court systems to watch an American courtroom in action. So they literally filled the entire side, like the government's. If you want to take two sides of the court, there's the defendant's side and the government side. They filled the entire government side of the court. So I think when the officer was commenting on never seeing a courtroom like that, he was talking about that time frame. But there were definitely, like, apparently as many as 25 supporters that came out yesterday, which is way more than I expected.
All throughout the day. Because some people, you know, they could only come for the beginning and they had to leave before the end for work or whatever.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, please don't take time off work for the benefit of me. I definitely appreciate anybody that shows up. And if you are taking time off, thank you. But no one can take 3 weeks off of work. And this is probably going to be a 2 to 3 week trial at least. Protesters also gathered in front of the courthouse. One man wearing a custom-made Bitcoin mascot costume, that's our very own TJ the Spy, told CoinDesk he'd paid a quarter of a Bitcoin to have a seamstress make it for the inevitable trial when the Crypto Six were arrested in 2021. He said he and his husband had made the 29-hour drive from Denver, Colorado, to attend the trial. Coming up, the Department of Defense. Bonnie, how much money have they misplaced?
Some number of billions.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
I think it was trillions.
It was 39% of their multiple trillion.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.